Well, someone has expressed modern society's problem as overload, being overpacked. How do we get overpacked? Well, Jesus said, I want you to learn from me. Did you know his scriptures tell us the areas in our lives that can get overpacked and overloaded? And I just want to briefly go through a few of these with you. Go back to the Psalms with me. I'm just going to show you a few. I have a lot. I always have a lot. But look at Psalm 46:10. And I want to show you some of the ways that we need to come to him and areas of our life we need to give to the Lord so that we're not overloaded and overpacked. Because this is like a diagnostic test. I think about the advent of these new cars where you can drive them in and they have this something under the hood, an electronic connection. They just hook it up and they look at this little screen. They go, oh, that's what's wrong with your car. You know, it's kind of neat that they don't have to take the whole thing apart and, you know, put the parts all over and get oil and grease and take all the gaskets off. They just hook that diagnostic deal in. Well, spiritually, we can plug into the Word and just look at what the Scripture says and then look at our lives and say, ah, I see what the problem is. So let me show you some of the diagnostics the Bible gives that show us the symptoms of being overpacked after we get saved. And the first one is, this was God's intention, Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I like Ken Taylor, just died 2 weeks ago, the man that wrote the Living Bible. He was a next-door neighbor to Bob Jack growing up, and when Bob Jack's mom recently died, they were talking with the Taylor family up there and telling about the funeral. But this is what Ken Taylor wrote in the Living Bible. Stand still, silently, to know that I am God. I like that. You know, he wrote the Living Bible to his kids. Did you know that? He had 10 children. He wrote the Living Bible to his kids, and it became famous, and Billy Graham promoted it and became the best-selling, one of the best-selling Bibles. But it was written to his kids to understand the Bible. Stand still in silence to know I'm God. We allow our lives to have an activity overload. We book our lives weeks into the future and often in a desire to be more efficient, we book several things at the same time. Activity overload takes away the pleasure of anticipation and the delight of reminiscence. But God says, stop, hold still. That's the only way you can get to know me. The Lord does not have wireless communication. You have to stop and connect. It's not like on the go. You can just be, you know, getting to know him, just moving. He says, no, you have to be still. It's not just a physical. It doesn't mean your car can't be running. You can bow your head and get in total quietness if you're not driving in the car. But you know what? We sometimes don't stop. It's just like, I know this because I'm a public speaker. I've been a public speaker for 30 years. I watch people. As soon as it gets close to the time to go, people have left already. I mean, you see them. They're somewhere else. I mean, I see them get their keys out. Oh, well, first the Bible shuts, the pen gets put away, the notebook closes, the keys get out, the purse gets on the lap, and they start looking in this far-off look. They are already wherever it is they're going. Do you know why? It's because we just are like this. Everything is just, it's just like flights in and out of major airports. They're just stacked up. An activity load doesn't allow us to learn to be still and know that God is God. Second thing, turn to the right. Go to Jeremiah 6:16. I think we'll only get two or three of these. But look at Jeremiah 6 and verse 16. We allow our lives to have not only activity overload, but change overload. And nothing defines our age more than the furious and relentless increase in the rate of change. For thousands of recorded years of history, change came slowly and controllably and understandably, but were brutally jerked forward. I mean, I went between Friday and Monday of last week, between just Friday and Monday. I mean, I was happily paying my bills on the computer, and I had it all set up. All I had to do is just, it came on, and I'm so old, it was there. And on Monday, I went, it was gone. It's just a screen saying, we have improved our service. You know, come to a new page. And I couldn't get it to work. I had to have a new username and a new ID and a new password and all these account numbers, and I finally called the lady at Arvest Bank, and I said, I cannot figure this out. I could tell by her voice she was as old as me. She said, I can understand. She says, if you can tell me your social security number real quickly, then you don't have to remember anything. I'll set it all up for you. And I told her, and I said, how do you know I didn't steal that? She says, I know that you're older. I can tell that you're frustrated. She says, I'll set it up for you. And it was all back. And you know what? Oh, between Friday and Monday, my whole computer changed. And that's how life is. And you know what the Lord says? Look at this. God says, seek out the old paths. That's what will rest your souls. Verse 16, thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, Jeremiah 6:16, and ask for the old paths where the good way is and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But again, remember the last one I read to you? The Jews says, no, we won't be restful. And look what the Jews said here. No, we won't walk in your old way. You know, that's something that troubles me. There's another thing going on in Christendom. People are always looking for the newest and the latest. Have you found, I'm not talking about gizmos. I'm talking about Christianity. They're always searching the bookstore for a new book. They're always searching for a new program, a new study, a new conference, a new something. And it's like someone's going to discover something that has never been thought of before. And God says, look at Jeremiah 6:16. Stand in the way and see. Ask for the old path. Why? Because God says, I don't change. There's nothing new under the sun. It's all here. And seek out and find the good way and walk in it. It's the old path. And that's what brings rest for your soul. Even in devotion as believers, there is this insatiable desire for change of something newer. And it's the old paths. It's the old disciplines. It's the old truth that we need to not, as Hebrews says, be careful lest you allow it to escape, to run out like of a leaky vessel. You have to retain the old truths and build on it. Yeah, and Christ is new every morning. I'm not saying there's not newness. I'm saying it's not, you have to have something different. It's just new of the same. It's the old stuff from the infinite, eternal God. Well, we also allow our lives to have commitment overload. We have choice overload. I had to look this up. In 1978, there were 11,000 items at Kroger's. 11,000. In 1990, Walmart had 24,000 items in their supermarkets, not in the whole store. In this year, there are over 30,000 items just in the food section. Different items. 30,000 choices in a supermarket. 30,000. Choice overload, commitment overload. Most of us make too many commitments than we have time to give. We can't say no. On and on it goes. Do you know what all that does? It makes us restless. It makes us, even when we come to worship, not be like all of our friends coming back from Russia find. I mean, I go to Russia. They have the first... I remember the first time I went in 1999. The first speaker spoke. I shut my Bible and sat down. And another guy got up. I thought, oh. So I opened my Bible back up. And he spoke. And I shut my Bible again. And another guy got up. They are not in a hurry. When I used to run Bibles into Eastern Europe back in the 70s, they'd have three or four minutes. They'd go 6 hours. Because they were so glad they got to have a service. You go 6 minutes over and people remind you. That's a product of our society. And God says, watch out when you start getting squashed into this society where change and stress and rush and hurry and finances and all that pressure squeezes you in the mold and you find yourself weary. What's the only refuge? Come to Christ, take his yoke, and learn of him. We'll look at the yoke next time and how to learn.